主の彼方に光る星、青い地球は。
As you know, we're still having a lot of fires here on the west coast of the United States, and I would like everyone right now to pray for rain, and to visualize lots of rain coming down.Throughout California, Washington, and Oregon, especially on the west side of the mountains, I want everyone just take a minute, close your eyes, and visualize lots of rain and lots of raindrops coming along that whole area of the Washington, Oregon, and California coast of the United States. They've had so many fires there. I think this year is a record-breaking year in terms of fire coming into the planet.I've got my notes here, as George Washington said, he said that this is actually a signal from Mother Earth that she's angry at the way she's been treated, and she wants us to learn from this experience. He said that the smoke from the California fires, actually it's been spread as far east as Montana and Idaho and other states in Nevada. So you can see what the smoke shows, and from a spiritual sense, is that the other people's problems are actually your problems as well, because we're all one. And that was one of the spiritual lessons of the smoke. In Northern California, Mount Shasta today, I've heard that there's bad smoke up there today too from the fires. You know, when I went to, I was in California back in the 70s going to school at Berkeley. And back then they had a few fires in the Sierras of California, but not like now. I mean, like here, it's just so many fires all going off. But fire is one of the elements of the earth, and it's also a way of purifying the earth. And it's a way of waking people up to the fact that the fire that happens, for example, the Napa Wine Valley, really affects San Francisco, Northern California, Oregon, Montana, because all that smoke coming about really is having an effect. But I do know that we are powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. And back last January, on January 3rd, 2020, I had a show on praying for rain for Australia. And as you know, many places in Australia at the time were covered in fires. The same thing was happening. I think like 500,000 poor animals died during during those fires in Australia earlier this year. So myself and many other people did a lot of prayers for rain back on that show. We did it twice on January 3rd when I was broadcasting out of Seattle, and again on January 10th. And lo and behold, within 5 to 6 days later, they had an absolute downpouring of rain throughout the whole country. It got so much rain that they were in danger of flooding parts of Australia as well. But all the fires stopped, and I was so happy that happened, because we can do the same thing now. We are all powerful spiritual beings, I think, designed here to create a much better and happier world. And if we do that, we can change history. So these fires don't need to be there. And I know that if we all meditate now and send lots of love and light, golden love and light for healing for California, Oregon, and Washington, and literally pray for rain, that we can create the rain that they need to get these fires out. So let's do that now for a minute. Just take a minute or two of your time and visualize rain coming down over California, Washington, Oregon, and all of these fires being put out. Also, while you're doing that, visualize lots of peace and harmony also coming to the planet. This is a beautiful planet, and she wants us to live in harmony and peace. So let's visualize that just for a minute now, my friends. Everyone listening today, just visualize lots of rain and peace and harmony along the West Coast, around the world, so that we can create a beautiful and happy planet, and then we can move on to create a better planet. So let's just take a minute and visualize lots of rain coming down the West Coast, as well as peace and harmony, just for a minute now. Okay, good, my friends. Keep doing that today. When we were able to pray for rain for Australia in January this year, we had all these rainstorms and floods coming in to Australia at a time when it's normally the dry season in Australia, where they didn't have much rain at all. But yet we had a whole deluge of rains and all kinds of things happening. What I wrote in my book, I don't have a copy with me, but it's out. I can get it. The book that I wrote a couple years ago is called Messages from the Masters. It's a book about messages from Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Nostradamus, Benjamin Franklin, Nikolai Tesla, on our beautiful, bright future. And everything they said is still valid today. Actually, they channeled the book to me back in 2015. It took me a couple of years to write it, but everything they said in that book has turned out to be true. One of the things that President Kennedy told me back in 2015 is that he said that there would be no nuclear war with North Korea back then. He said that he was actually working behind the scenes to help institute a peace agreement between the United States and North Korea, between President Trump and Kim Jong-un at the time. And he was absolutely right. There was no nuclear war at all, no conflict between North Korea and the United States. And now both countries have a peaceful relationship. One of the things that President Kennedy also told me 2 years ago was that he was working on a peace agreement in the Middle East. And when he told me that, he said he said that was just for me to know about, and you'd find out in the press about it later. Well, about within the last month, President Trump has announced a peace agreement between the UAE and several other Arab nations and Israel, which is a groundbreaking peace agreement, yet another one. And President Kennedy said that he has been working behind the scenes to help engineer that peace agreement. So I want everyone to thank President Kennedy for working behind the scenes on the spiritual side to help engineer peace in the Middle East, as well as between President the United States and North Korea several years ago. President Kennedy has told me that even though he's not physically here in the third dimension, that he's still the president. He still is the president of the United States on the other side. And like he's told me before, what are they going to do? Kill me? So they can't really kill him now because he's on the other side. But he's still working for peace tirelessly, and he's continuing to work for peace. He says that one of the important things that President Kennedy has told me, he said that the planet itself at the beginning of this virus thing back in January was like about, I think it was 65% positive light on the planet from humanity. And since that time, it's gone up to about over 90% positive light. So we've had an increase of about 25% of the beautiful positive light coming from humanity on the planet. And that's because even though this virus has been a challenge, I know many people have been facing many challenges from it, we have been able to raise our light by getting compassion for each other because of people have been helping each other. A lot of positive things has happened. More families are at home. Of course, it's had its stresses as well. But on the overall balance, it has been, he says that it's increased the quantum light, and we're accelerating much faster into the fifth dimension than we ever thought possible. Back in the late 1980s, there was a series of three books written by Dolores Cannon, a famous American psychic, called Conversations with Nostradamus. And in that book, and they're still being published today by Ozark Mountain Publishers, in that book, Nostradamus said that that we would ascend into the fifth dimension by the year 2038. What Dolores Cannon did is that she took a group of psychics, about 12 or 14 different psychics, and they, as a group, traveled in their minds back to the 16th century, where they interviewed Nostradamus and they asked him about his quatrains and what was going to be happening in the future. And one of the most amazing things in those books were details of a Third World War being started in 1993 to 1995 by in Bosnia Herzegovina in Europe. And that war would spread throughout Europe and then to the United States. And by 2005, many American cities would be rubble, destroyed by nuclear weapons. Well, the last time I checked, sure, we've had problems here in the United States and elsewhere, but those cities, the cities in the United States are still intact, even though we've had some issues regarding riots and whatnot recently. But overall, they haven't been destroyed. No cities have been destroyed by nuclear weapons. And that Third World War, which was forecasted by Nostradamus back then, just did not happen. So we are on a much more favorable timeline, and we all are to congratulate ourselves, according to Nostradamus and President Kennedy and Thomas Jefferson and Abe Lincoln, in creating a much better and happier world. Mount Shasta, where I like to go to at least a couple times a year, is now shifting into the fifth dimension. It's the first place on planet Earth that will shift into the fifth dimension, followed by Sedona, Arizona next year and other places around the world, including Japan, beautiful Japan, next year. Japan's the home, of course, of Shintoism, where they all, it's an ancient Japanese religion where they believe that every living and non-living entity has a spirit behind them, very spiritual people. They'll be shifting as a group, as a nation, into the fifth dimension next year, and I'm so happy for them. So the shift into this new dimension will happen very rapidly, but it's happening in pockets. Mount Shasta this year, Sedona, Japan next year. Other pockets will occur, and by the year 2024 to 2025, we will be shifted into the fifth dimension. And sometimes people ask me, well, what's the fifth dimension like? What it is that we become light beings. You can see the light on my face here. Actually, I spend a lot of time in the fifth dimension now. I don't spend too much time in the third, but I'm here. I'm here in the third for this radio show. But most of the time I do spend it into the fifth dimension. I had my good friend yesterday, Jill Tower, a wonderful psychic from Montana. We channeled George Washington, Abe Lincoln, Ben Franklin, and Admiral Halosaurus of the Pleiadian ship, now circling Mother Earth. And they have some messages for all of us today I'd like to share with you. And then in about 5 minutes' time, I'll be bringing in my good friend, 5 or 10 minutes' time, James Armstrong from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. And he'll be channeling Adamu, who's the high priest of Telos. Abe Lincoln said this is a pivotal time in our country's history. He said, allow the truth to enter your being and spread that throughout the nation. Allow love into your life. He said, allow and allow and allow. Cast off fear and allow love, and the course will be set for all Americans and will become a leader of nations. Remain steadfast, remain strong, know that you're being guided and helped in your journey. And we all have your back, and we are the winds in your sails. Isn't that nice? This is the last gasp this year of negatives, but they will not win. And by January 2021, things will get much better. So hang in there. Love will prevail. And don't worry about anything. Isn't that a nice message from Abe Lincoln yesterday? George Washington mirrored his Mr. President Lincoln's comments. He said, continue to be the strength of the light and the nation and pray for everyone so others lose their fear and see the light as well. Continuing on this path, on this good path of positive thinking will bring prosperity to America and the entire planet. Continue to search for the truth in all things and know the truth will prevail. He talks a little bit about the fires. He talks about how Mother Earth is upset and fighting back. She's upset with the energy that we're putting out with the fears. But it's also, it's to teach us oneness, because when people have fires, for example, in California, that smoke goes everywhere along the West Coast and inland as far as east as Montana. So people realize that we are all one and we all have one planet within us. Many light workers many light workers from other planets as well are here to help us. We are all here for a reason now, and the time is now to remove and allow and remove all negativity and let that be released. Ben Franklin came in and talked as well. He said that there are new inventions just waiting to be released now, including med beds that will regenerate limbs for people who've lost their limbs. And as well as the free energy is just waiting to be released. It'll all happen within the next 2 years. And it'll be starting in January after the election is over with. One of the things that was really interesting is my good friend, Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus came in, and he's in charge of the 2 million Pleiadian crafts now circling the planet. On planet Earth to help us on our ascension. All you have to do if you want to contact the Pleiadians and Admiral Halosaurus is simply put your hand, if you're right-handed, put your right hand over your heart. If you're left-handed, put your left hand over your heart and just send lots of love and light to them. And their ships, they're everywhere around the skies if you look carefully. The mothership of the Pleiadians is a rectangular-shaped vessel with a large white light in the middle, and you'll see it. Often they have different colors as well. Sometimes the ships will be multicolored like a ball of light, and it's always fun for me to contact the main mothership telepathically, and we always have some fun, especially when I'm with my group of Mount Shasta. Sometimes I'll ask the ship to go up and it'll go up, and then I'll ask it to go down and it'll go down, and left and right and right and left. We had an experience about 2 years ago where Adamohalosaurus actually beamed himself down to our campsite. He visited with everybody at the campsite. I thought that was really fun. They have been gone from their base in Alcona, which is a planet in the Pleiadians, for the last 6 years, and they're going to stay here until the ascension process here on planet Earth is over, and that'll be in the next couple years. But they're here, to help, and they're very benevolent. We are all seeded from the Pleiadians. They're humans like us, except they live in a higher dimension, and they're very loving people. One of the messages Adamohalosaurus wanted me to give you all today is that the truth is love, and there's no greater power than love, and life is everywhere in the universe. Anything you can do to help raise the vibrations of planet Earth now is to do it. And that includes especially relations with your fellow human beings. For example, when I see homeless on the street and maybe they're panhandling for money, I'll give them a dollar or two or give them some words of encouragement, even if I don't have any money, because you'd be surprised how important our words are and how much good you can do by uplifting and helping people in that way. There was a fellow named, I think his name's Garnet Schultheiser. He was a corporate attorney in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, years ago. And one of the most important things he ever did, he tells me, is to sit at a park bench and sit down with a homeless lady and talk to her for about a half hour about how she could help herself by visiting different social agencies and getting an education. And she'd lost her family and was living on the streets now. And through that one conversation that he had with her up in Calgary on this park bench in one spring day, she turned her life totally around. And he told me later the spirits told me that was the most important thing most important spiritual thing he did in his entire legal career was sitting down for 30 minutes with that homeless lady on that park bench in Calgary, Alberta, and to help her turn her life around. It wasn't all the money and the millions of dollars he'd won for his corporate clients. It was because of that one little 30-minute session with that lady. I mean, the simple things in life sometimes are the most important. And I'm looking at my phone because my friend James Armstrong is supposed to be coming in now. As you walk through life, what Adamohalosaurus said, he said, as you walk through life, you touch all kinds of people. And so try to spread as much light as possible in your daily life to people that you meet. And your acts of kindness brings love to everyone on the planet. And that helps with the vibration and helps raise things. It's not the big things that count, I think. It's the small things in everyone's life that count to make this world a better place. Yesterday, Jesus came in to talk to both Jill and I. And Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, which is a little tiny seed, you can move mountains, because we are all very powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. And I want everyone to realize that and that after the election, things should get much, much better than they are now. By January, I've been told that there will be a celebration, and things will get a lot better than they are now. And one of the civilizations that I'm in constant contact with are the Talosians. They live beneath Mount Shasta. They're about 125 miles beneath Mount Shasta, Northern California. They are a fifth and sixth dimensional civilization. They're human just like us, except that they're a little stockier But otherwise, they look just like us. If they were walking around the streets of a city, there would be no different characteristics that you could tell that they were actually from Telos. But down in Telos, all the guys wore long beards. Both men and women wore these long white robes, if you will. They communicate telepathically. I've been there many times. They have an artificial sun, and the sun itself is good. All right, great. The artificial sun is a golden sun, and there's no shadows. But my good friend can tell you all about that. James is a wonderful fellow, and I'm so glad he's coming on today. Don or Doug, go ahead and bring my friend from Vancouver on line two, if you can. Let's bring him onto the show.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, James, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, good. We've got a little bit fuzziness. Can you turn up your volume, maybe, or yell into the phone?
You want a little bit more volume?
Yeah, I think I can hear you okay. I can hear you okay now. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay now, or?
Yeah, it's fine. It's totally fine. So how in the heck are you today, James?
Oh, it's another beautiful day.
Good.
On Gaia.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a beautiful day here in paradise. Well, it's a joy to have you on. I had Q on for the first hour. And now I feel so privileged to have you on as well, James. Tell me, how did you first talk to Adama? Tell us, my listeners, how that started a couple of years ago.
That was our first trip, wasn't it?
It was what? Trip. Sorry, James?
The first trip I took to Mount Shasta.
Yeah, I think that was in 18, 2 years ago, yeah.
And it was the last time we went up to Ascension Rock. It was a group of us. We all had experiences together as a family, one way or another, and on Lemuria. And we went up there, and then we were meditating, enjoying the energies. And then Dharma comes through and asks me whether I want to channel him.
Wow.
And I'm getting goosebumps already. As I'm a cousinist. I thought they'd hold on a moment.
Okay. All right.
And he's coming through me, so.
Okay.
And so what happened after that was I felt in my heart, and I just knew in my heart I was going to walk through that door.
Okay. Great.
With a choice, right? The door there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, each of us has to walk through that door.
Okay.
And I chose to walk through it.
Okay, great. And then what happened then? Talk about your eyesight, if you can.
Let me try to remember here. It started actually when we were up at the, what's the place called? With that spring, we had to walk through and one by one in the area, and we went to like this spring with the water flowing. Is that the Panther Meadows?
Okay, sure.
So it started there. Mm-hmm. I was walking back to the car, I could feel my eyes again itchy, as if I was being worked on. It's hard to explain, but that's kind of the feeling. Was it there getting very itchy and watery?
Sure.
I could feel within that they're being, as if my eyes are being worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And then that lasted for probably 5 or 10 minutes. I have a feeling that's probably just a clue to get ready. And then when I woke up the next morning, I had my glasses open. I just took them off for some reason. And like, wow, it's clear. That's all fuzzy, like long distance. And then I put back on, took them off a couple times, and it's just amazing. I'm just so full of gratitude for that, and then can realize that everything's clear.
And suddenly your eyesight went from 2040, 2050 down to 2010, 2015?
Yeah, somewhere around, yeah. And then it keeps getting stronger. Mm-hmm. That's my knowingness.
Wow, that's a beautiful story. That's amazing. Now, tell my listeners a little funny story. What happened when you went back to visit with your wife and kids, and you were sitting down at the table, and you hadn't told her that you gotten a healing?
They're utter shock.
It was a shock. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your wife believe you today, or how does she explain it in her mind?
There's no discussion anymore.
She's what?
There's no discussion.
No discussion. Okay. Well, on behalf of all my listeners, I'm so glad that you got your eyesight restored. Mine too was restored too at Mount Shasta. We're facing a lot of challenges here on the planet, James, and I wanted to ask you, I'd love to hear from Adama today. If you could bring him in and share his messages with my listeners, that'd be great.
He's standing by.
Okay.
Give me a moment.
Okay, take your time.
Good day, beloved. How about you? It is I, Adama, from Telos.
Hello, Adama. Thank you so much, my friend, for coming on my show today. I know everyone appreciates your beautiful love and light.
This is warm greetings I come forth today. Mm-hmm. Before we get into it, what is being shared? From our perspective, myself, the Telosians, that's coming forth. We ask everyone to bring into within their hearts and feel this truth to them. It does not matter if them believes us or not. It's our truth that we are bringing forth. And no one is forced to believe us. Everyone has a choice. What's going on? Everyone being on the outside. Is that what really is going on? This is about a show. Everyone is witnessing. It's everyone's choice. Whether you're going to dive into a drama or sit back and observe and see what's really going on. What is being allowed to happen, yes, is being allowed during the point to awaken as much humanity as possible. That is the purpose of what's going on, to show everyone something true purpose was and what they were going to bring forth. All are witnessing the collapse of the old system. Before it collapses, everyone must witness what the intention was for humanity. Not all of it was in humanity's highest and best interest. One must always step back and observe. Do not put your head in the sand. Observe. Know that there's darkness. Still on the planet. Running around. But all they're doing is exposing themselves. For everyone to see what's really been going on. To take it within their hearts. That's what one's truth is. And feel for it, what's true for you. One does not have to believe what they hear or what they see. Bring it within your heart to feel it. And own higher self. To know what is truth for you. One does not need to argue with someone else. What's going on what's not going on, what's the truth, what isn't. There's no one to argue. Mm-hmm. Every perspective is truth. Just because one person has one perspective, does that mean someone else is going to agree? The man needs to understand everyone has their own, because everyone has their own perspective. To respect another's truth, does that mean one has to follow it? If something doesn't resonate with oneself, accept that, acknowledge, and let go. One does not need to go into that drama and decide who's right. That is the ego. That is not the heart mind. The key to going forward is to go within one's heart mind. The heart cannot be lied to. And yes, one may come face to face with something that is not pretty. Remember, all distortions only want is to be acknowledged, talked to, and release them. But before one releases those distortions that's within oneself, one needs to reclaim their energy. Otherwise, that part of themselves continue to be separate. If one is finding themselves being triggered, it's because there's something within one of their bodies, energetic bodies, that needs to be healed. When that comes up, go within. Ask your higher self, the Lord God of your being, to show you that distortion, that belief that is there. All it wants is to be acknowledged and to release it. So one does not deal with their issues on an energetic level, it will manifest on the physical eventually. All that are having ailments of one or another because there's energetic distortions that have not been addressed in the various bodies. One of them is the emotional body. When the key ones for a lot of distortions are housed, one doesn't have to know exactly what to do. Ask your higher self. One's own higher self will guide one what's needed. And if there are tools that are needed, one's own higher self will bring forth that reality as long as there's an energetic vibrational resonance. But one's own higher self will not force one to walk through the door again. One has the choice to walk through that. One always has the choice. They want to heal and clear themselves, or continue going around in the circle. This is to address the energetic distortions within their energetic bodies, especially the emotional body. All one will do is go around in the circle and go nowhere. All humanity is so supported. If only you knew how loved you were, your own higher self, all your aspects, all the benevolent beings around this planet, in this planet, and on the planet. Everyone is so much loved. It will just one to tears. And one realizes that. And one doesn't need to know what one needs to do. And if one is in that position, you want him to know, ask your higher self. Always go within the heart. You'll be guided to where you need to be and what you need to do. For some, bring the truth out. And for this one, yes, there will be resistance. To bring the truth out, uncovers the darkness. The doctor does not want that. They want to be in cave. They want everyone to be ignorant. And that look, and they can continue doing what they're doing. Don't even shine the light in the darkness. One sees what's being hidden there. Not everyone needs to know all the details. Remember, before one dives in, go within your heart and be guided to what one needs to know. Then there are others that are anchoring the love and light. Gaia, that's equally important. And there are others in the energies on the planet, that's also important. All three aspects of operation are important, equally important, interrelated. Whether there be changes on the physical, the non-physical realms need to be cleared. There needs to be support in the non-physical realms for the change to happen on the physical. There's no way around it. If man does not deal with the non-physical realm, change will be very difficult to come through on the physical. And all three parts, aspects, need to unite as one. There's no need to compete. There's no need to see who's right, who has more information. But everyone has only part of the information. Yet when you unite all together, comes together as a whole. That's where humanity is strongest, uniting as one. Not caring that somebody else has different information. Just seeing that all of it helps humanity go forward this ascension. And there's so much assistance being provided for the beings on their ships, in the planet, on the planet. Yet humanity needs to show that they're ready to move forward. The higher dimensional beings will only assist to a certain point. Humanity themselves needs to show that they're ready to move on, to move into unity, harmony, love for all beings. It doesn't matter what one's circumstances are. All are loved unconditionally. It's up to each being to accept that love and bring into their beingness, feel it for themselves. For each one to look on themselves every day, to question they are. Ask the higher self, who am I? Wait for the response. There's so much to each aspect, each individual being. Each being is an eternal spiritual being and the physical experience. Yet there's so much more to that, so many levels, layered. Again, within your heart, ask yourself, who am I? And wait for the response. Unconditionally, let it come forth. Any part of oneself that wants to control, you will not see what it needs to be seen. You need to let it flow. Each one's higher self will show what's needed. As one does that more and more, one gets deeper within themselves, who they truly are, and rediscovers more aspects of themselves. Again, humanity needs to unite as one. There's no more need for arguing. That only serves the darkness. Move beyond your ego. Go within your heart mind. No one brings the truth. Why not be ready to hear the truth? Why do we need to attack someone else to bring forth the truth? Let it go. Always go within the heart first before responding. But everyone is doing the best they can to move through this time, this period. Choices one makes in this pivotal period will affect what experiences they go through moving forth. Not to be in fear, but to realize one does not want to be where they are, need to change themselves. That change comes in from within. The outer world is only a mirror, reflecting energies that are within one. That's both on the collective and at the individual level. That's all it is. So one is wondering why things are happening. You need to go within, find those energies. Again, one's not alone. Ask one's higher self or the guides for assistance. And they'll come forth to help you. And dark, there is a purpose to their existence. For if they're not part of the source, you'll not be here. Darkness is only there to push the light to expand more and more. That's all its purpose was. And as we know, the darkness went on a tangent on Gaia, went deeper than it was supposed to. So why it's cleaned up? Remember, darkness, the beams that went there, need just as much healing or more than everyone else on the planet. The choices they make determine how they go. So don't judge them for what they did. The collective humanity allowed it to happen. It may be hard for some to hear, but it's the truth. Humanity at the collective level allowed this to happen. Now humanity has taken back their power. You have to make it bumpy. Remember, source agreed that Gaia and humanity will ascend. It's up to each one to make that choice. Face their own demons, their own darkness, and heal and clear themselves. There is so much love forth from past Intellos and all the inner earth, the hollow earth. We want to see all of humanity ascend. But some may choose not to. Do not judge them. For only each soul knows where it must go, what it must experience. When two souls are going on different paths, yes, there will be a separation, a split. But all will see themselves again at some point. Each soul is on their own journey. And depending on the choices that are made, that journey may go on different paths. But all are moving towards reunion with Source. Just in a different road, as all. But love them just as much as everyone else. And if one is finding that they're not loving everyone as it is, goes in. But one needs to love themselves first before they can love someone else. Truly love. Existence of all kingdoms must be respected. Humanity needs to realize that they are not the only kingdom of Gaia. There is the elemental kingdom, crystals, animal kingdom, trees. They all have the right to be on Gaia. and all kingdoms were meant to live in harmony, live in peace. For all living beings have a soul. It doesn't matter what the physical body looks like. All have a soul. In vegetables, the rocks, conscience, just shows a different body as all. All those kingdoms know that humanity is changing. They realize that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. All transition, there needs to be a bumpy part first, before all realize that there is a light that's within each one. Shine that light forth. Do not worry about what someone else thinks. If one does worry, goes in. There may be an aspect that needs to be healed. For any fear that comes forth, anything that pops up as a trigger, just to notice that there's something more to be worked on. That is all.
Thank you, Adama, so much for your beautiful words of wisdom. I really appreciate it. Wow, that's amazing, Jason. You always have such amazing things to say from our dear friend of Dhamma. Thank you so much for sharing.
It's a pleasure. More about Intello.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got about 10 minutes left, and I wanted to ask you, Jason, has Adama given any messages to you recently about what's rest of the year like and next couple of years?
He's still here.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Just curious. Just curious, my friend. And how we can make it better.
The break was only to allow this being to catch up.
Oh, I see. Okay. Sorry.
There's so much information coming through him.
Well, please continue.
All we need to do is a joy. Bring our perspective. Be within your heart. Go within your heart and have that connection between heart, mind, and the brain. Whenever you go in the heart, you will not be lied to. You'll find forth the truth. And you'll be guided to where you need to be. That has been a joy bringing forth these messages. I wish all humanity on the surface well, love, and joy. I am Adama. Okay, he's doing back now.
Okay. Thank you, Adama, so much again for your beautiful messages. I really appreciate it.
Tears coming from my eyes.
Okay.
Give me a moment here. Okay. Yeah, a lot of tears.
Okay.
Oh, that's so powerful. Okay, Ted, can you repeat the last question there?
Oh, my last question is, if we make the right choices, what does he see happening like next year for humanity?
More truth will come out. And there will be more transition. If everyone does what needs to be done, there will be changes coming forth that will be benefit all humanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's being snatched now, is the old system of the few that everything is more to everyone will be benefited some way.
Okay.
And we all need to help each other in that. Support each other. And everyone has the right to have a roof over their head.
Mm-hmm.
Food in their stomach, and peace.
Sure.
If you focus on that, that'll be a great start.
Okay. That's great. That's great.
There's enough wealth on the planet for everyone. There's no need to hoard.
Sure.
Or just think of oneself. There'll be enough for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to come to terms of what's more important for us. The 3D life, or choosing a different way of being. What I got.
So it'll be a time of abundance for everyone here on the planet.
Yeah.
Nice.
The ones that have that knowledge within them, that reality, they'll mm-hmm. see it quicker than ones that are still believing in the old structure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We'll benefit eventually, but it'll be a transition.
Mm-hmm.
I was told to enjoy the show. That's all that's happened on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
If humanity didn't see this for themselves, they wouldn't believe it. Once they're still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But being allowed to go to a certain point, you know, to show everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's been in front of us this whole time is that we weren't vibrating high enough to that truth before.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep getting told to always be in the heart. It's not straight from the heart, mind, and everything will turn out the way it needs to be.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And what we think needs to happen may not be what is going to happen, because only our heart knows. But the wider perspective of what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, many of us have waited tens of thousands of years for this moment in human history, Jason. And so it's an exciting time to be alive. As Charles Dickens said, it was the worst of times and the best of times. So, but I tend to like to focus in on the positive and the best of times. So sure, we have challenges, but I know we're going to get through it. And by giving the Dhamma's messages today in strength, I know it's helped many people around the world. So President Kennedy has advised me to try to bring as many people along as possible to raise consciousness on this show. And what advice do you think Dhamma has on helping to raise people's consciousness?
Well, when one looks on themselves,
mm-hmm.
within themselves, and clears their distortions or false beliefs, programming,
sure.
one can hold more light. And so that light shines forth and affects all who one walks by and who's around you. So always continue to try being the highest vibration possible. And that mm-hmm. energy will affect others. Someone to change. They have to choose themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But by being in the highest vibration possible, working on ourselves, it's not selfish. Because when you work on yourself, you're actually helping us. Because when you clear yourself, it goes right into the grid,
mm-hmm.
Gaia, and affects the collective as well.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep having loving thoughts, non-violent loving thoughts,
mm-hmm.
compassion for others. I've also been told too that once, because one's loving doesn't mean one doesn't have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And one needs to, you know, protect their energy as well. And not be drawn into the dramas. When you're drawn into drama, then energy seems back.
Mm-hmm.
And ask one's higher self and their guides or angels. Persistence with the healing, they will help. But they'll only help if one's asking for it.
Okay, great, great. My producer just said we've got about 2 minutes left, and I'd love to have you wrap up your wonderful interview today. James, thank you so much for coming on today.
You're welcome, Ted. It's always a pleasure. I do my part, as we all are. And we need to realize that's more important in our lives and make the changes that we need to align with that change.
True.
It's there's always going to be challenges,
yeah.
But those challenges are just there to push us forward.
Yeah, right. Well, it took me over 50 years to realize what my sole purpose is, and now that I've realized it, I'm doing it with making the world, trying to make the world a better place, and especially having guests like you on, James, that help raise consciousness and give these beautiful messages from Adama. And I want to wish you well, my friend, and you and your family. And I thank you so much again for coming on today. It was really a lot of fun to have you. And thank you again for sharing all this beautiful wisdom from Adama. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ted. And it's always a pleasure. I enjoy doing this.
Okay. All right, my friend. And I can't wait to see you next year at Mount Shasta when we go back. So.
Really high energy.
Absolutely. And I want to ask everyone listening today as well to please send me lots of love and light. I'm still recuperating from my dental surgery. I was in surgery for over 20 hours, fixing all kinds of teeth. I think I had seven or nine crowns and two root canals and a partridge in a pear tree. I mean, they just did everything. And I'm still having a little pain today. They're going to come work on me this afternoon. So any love and light, I appreciate it if you could send me lots of love and light. And I want to thank everyone so much again for listening today. If we all work together, I know we can create a much better and happier planet. And we have all these angels and benevolent extraterrestrial groups, including Admiral Halosaurus. I want to thank him so much for coming on the show today, as well as Q. They all have our back, and they're all helping us with this ascension into this beautiful new world, which we're all creating. I also want to thank, of course, Abe Lincoln and George Washington, Albert Einstein, and all the great spirits who've come through and given me their beautiful messages for humanity. I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy day. Next week, I'll be broadcasting from home again, finally, after my long trip. And again, please send me lots of light, love and light from my team. And with that, thank you, James, for coming on today. And I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy day. One month from now, I'll be starting my new Spanish language program, and I'll give you more details next week. And I hope you all have a beautiful day. Thank you again. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hikaru hoshi